Here at Usco, the day is divided right down the middle at about lunchtime, which is at 4:30 p.m. The morning period involves a high level or advanced level in basic astronautics. This includes the basic physical laws of spaceflight, propulsion systems, electronic systems, guidance systems, launch and operational procedures, and this sort of thing. In addition, I'm getting a very concentrated course on the physiology of flight, atmospheric flight, and spaceflight. After lunch, the men scatter in several directions. The men are continuing their aviation training. The purpose for the aviation training is to keep their skill high in the area of perceiving instrument and flight conditions, understanding those conditions and translating what they see into psychomotor and muscular actions, so that they react to these conditions and react quickly, which they will have to do in the orbital flights. We also have two trainers here at the church, two simulators, on which the astronauts are learning their space flight mission. Sees a presentation just like he will see in his capsule during space flight. In addition, in the afternoon period, the astronauts are given time to do their own self-study programs. Each of the astronauts has been assigned to a specialized area of activity, and the astronauts are spent collecting all the information which is available on this particular subject, assembling it into note and outline and briefing forms, so they can the next day or the day after present the subject material to the other astronauts. They also take their physical training in the afternoon period, sporting activities which involve vigorous physical activity on an individual basis. They do a great deal of what we call skin diving. This does two things. One, it gives them familiarization with breathing discipline, that is, breathing under very controlled conditions. And in addition, it is a very vigorous sport, so that it keeps them in good physical condition.